Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, DA. How are you?
Hello! Hello!
Good morning, my neighbor!
Get off!
Damon Amendola.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same.
Let the big dog eat.
DA, great question.
All aboard.
The dog.
This is why you do what you do.
Yo. Somebody stop me.
Have some fun with your marriage.
I'm coming to you to be fat. Let me be fat.
Look it.
There's so many sickos in this country.
This is facts.
Oink, oink. Ow!
Hot and hurt.
I like pleasuring myself.
This is so dumb.
A little more juice.
What?
I am broken.
Good morning.
CBS Sports Radio.
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
Hey, DA, let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know, I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
DA, man, beam me up.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
The guys are the
best. Guys, make it.
Permission to board that
mothership.
What's up, DA, brother?
Another mothership has connected.
Hey, you the man, DA.
America, the mothership has connected from Tucson to the big baby in a landfill, Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon, Kalamazoo to Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, DM. Everything we saying, DM. Everything.
All right. It's Mraz. It's Bogish. The summer of paternity. DA. Hello?
Still not there.
No. We're workshopping it. Continues. He, Pete the Body, even the Wizard of Watch, DA Andrew Kaplan, you get a baby. Everybody back tomorrow. So we are audio only, no stream, which somebody should have alerted Carlos to before he put on one of the ugliest sweaters I've ever seen that he assumes.
First of all, it's a rugby and it's gorgeous.
Okay. Well, there you go. Carlos with a K producing today. Carlos with a bacon. Also, we'll have Canadian bacon later on. EJ Stewart, who stayed up through postgame quotes last night of the NBA Finals. Boy, I tell you, final buzzer hit. Old Shawnee tuckered out last night for about 4.5 hours. I wake up, EJ's tweeting through it on Michael Malone comments.
Angry tweeting. Somehow we're onto a Nick conversation overnight.
Now I got to go to bed.
Now manifesting Michael Malone as Nick's head coach. Doing it for years, still doing it.
Oh, jeez. So there you go. So we have that kind of crew behind us. The man, the myth, the legend, Greg Caserta will be on updates. And we have a new intern today, Bogues, who maybe we'll get to meet her in a little bit. And it's a great day for her to start because Pete's not here. And if Pete was here, it would be the worst intern experience of her life, I think, to start it off.
But I'm assuming she's coming back after today. When
yeah, but Pete... at least she'll get a feel for normalcy today.
Well, but then Pete shows up and the rest of the internship's terrible.
The internship will stink for sure, but at least she will understand that it's not like that in real life and she could go on with a media career.
Now, I do think we let you bounce around to the other portions of our little radio operation here so you get to see the good life, but then you come back to Pete for a dose of reality.
For sure, exactly. Never good. So we'll see. Maybe we'll introduce her in a little bit. And
she just left.
Yeah, exactly. Today, we're just going to have fun. And we're going to talk NBA Finals because the Nuggets blew a 15-point lead tonight. Last night. Tonight. See, it still feels like I'm still up. They blew a 15-point lead last night after coming back within a blink at the end of that first quarter, early second quarter. A much more fun game two. A game two where the Heat knew they didn't want to be in a position where they would have to go win 4 out of 5 to go find a way to win an NBA Finals. And Bogus, boy, did we pour cold water on the idea that the Miami Heat would be in this series on Friday. And here we sit, a series even at a game apiece, home court advantage gone from the Denver Nuggets for the time being. And where did it all go wrong? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
Murray has the rock. Spo making sure no fouls. Jimmy reaches, but no foul called. Murray to tie it. It's out. Heat win. Game two of the 2023 NBA Finals belongs to the Heat. Wow.
You know, we had guys out there that were just whether feeling sorry for themselves or not making shots, or thinking they can just turn it on or off. This is not the preseason. This is not the regular season. It's not round. This is the NBA Finals. And that to me is really, really perplexing, disappointing.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
All right, that was Heat Radio on your final call into Michael Malone post game. The final 111-108. Honestly, a shot that for a split second I thought was going to go in at the buzzer by Jamal Murray falls short. The game does not go to overtime. So Michael Malone has the temperature of his team. He has the temperature of the locker room. I don't know if this is more of just reaching for something here to try to fire up the team. I did not get the feeling for 48 hours, unless anybody disagrees, that the effort wasn't there for the Denver Nuggets. Look, Miami came out on, I can't help myself but the Heat fire jokes, but on fire to start this game. Was the effort not there when Denver turned around to start that second quarter and the lead went from basically, what, an 8-point Heat lead to a 10-point Nugget lead like that? Then the Nuggets go up big, obviously, end of third quarter, fourth quarter. Yes, they blew the game. To me, I don't think it's effort when Miami's shooting is just out of control. Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, and effort when Jokic is going for 41. Jamal Murray's hitting his shots. But honestly, other than that, just shots didn't fall for Denver, which is a lot of basketball. So, folks, let's just start off right there. I disagree with Malone. The effort wasn't there. I think you're in the NBA Finals. The Heat are a damn good team. And they hit some shots that they just didn't hit in game one.
Well, maybe the word is different. Maybe it's discipline. Maybe it's commitment. But something was off. I mean, they were trying to play basketball last night, but they didn't play it the way that he wanted them to play it.
It was ugly at times.
And coaches hate bad starts to games, and they had that last night. They hate bad starts to the second half, and they had that last night. And then as the fourth quarter is beginning, Michael Malone's pestered to do one of these, you know, encore interviews, and Lisa Salter asked him what they need to do, and he goes, we need to play better defense, and they went out and actually played worse defense in the fourth quarter. So we can nitpick on the word, but the bottom line is they did not play the way they were supposed to last night, and making us now sit here and apologize for a big oopsie on Friday. But we were not alone, because almost everything written after game one was, sorry, Heat, this one's going to be different. The Nuggets are just better. They're too good. And that still may be true.
Yeah.
Maybe this is going to be an alternate version of a gentleman's sweep. Nuggets win the next three games, and everything is fine and dandy like we thought. But last night, once again, Miami did its thing, and the Nuggets just could not figure it out fast enough to steal that game back at the end and get themselves the 2-0 lead.
And they tried, man. I mean, that's why effort, I think, is the wrong word. Because, I mean, Jamal Murray was doing everything he could towards the end. Jokic was still passing. So, look, the bottom line is this, and we've seen it for years with the Golden State Warriors, and I am not trying to tell you the Miami Heat or the Golden State Warriors, so please forgive me before I
got
this.
A comparison, so let's actually stick with them being the Warriors.
Okay.
But finish your point here.
My point is, when teams, and we talked about Bam Adebayo in game one took too many shots, too many possessions, they didn't go to the line. When teams hit their threes unconsciously, which is what happened last night with Max Strus, then you obviously Gabe Vincent had a couple big threes in there as well. When those threes fall in this era of the NBA, you are going to be awfully tough to beat. The problem is it's just so consistent to do that for four games in a seven-game series, which is what made the Warrior run so incredible for so long. And that's what happened last night. Miami's three-point shooting ultimately was the difference in a game that they win by three.
But the problem is, I guess, for Denver is, are the Heat hot from three, or is this just what they do from three? Because the reason why they're 1-1 in the finals is because they've had a lot of games like this. 49% the number from downtown for everybody. That's kind of, that almost locks you into victory if you shoot 49% or better from three. And they shot 48.6 last night, so they were right on the number, and they got themselves a win after being bad from three in game one.
All right, so devil's advocate. That happens. All right, you're right. The Heat, when the Heat are good from three, like they've been a lot of this postseason, they win these games. However, I mean, it's tough for me to say that the Heat are going to play better when you factor in they were that good from three. Jimmy Butler was that good last night, and you got a good Bam Adebayo. You know, the problem with the Miami Heat this year is when they've been that good from three and winning the games, those have been the games generally where Bam Adebayo hasn't been good. When Bam Adebayo has been really good, maybe the Heat struggle from three. Last night, you know, you got a combination of both, and it still basically took a shot hitting the rim at the end by Jamal Murray missing to go out. I mean, it took everything for the Nuggets to lose that game. And I know they collapsed and it looks ugly. But in the end, let's take a deep breath. For Miami to play like that three more times and like that, you still need to basically hang on for dear life. I have a hard time still conceiving a way that Miami's going to win this series.
So I'm with you, except for the fact that they've now done it in three rounds. Like this, we're in this like Groundhog Day conversation about them. Like, can they keep doing it? Can they keep doing it? And they've kept doing it so far. Now it's another 2 days off, a long window for Michael Malone to revamp things, to yell at his guys about their effort, to show them what they did not do, what they did correctly, to repeat those things. They can also just rest here in Miami. But like again, this is the problem predicting this series from the beginning. Your heart, your mind said Nuggets in five, but this is a Heat team that's already beaten the Bucks and the Celtics. Now, again, the Bucks series has the caveat of Giannis missing time.
Sure.
But both the Bucks and the Celtics had better regular season records than the Nuggets. More than one person has said if Boston or Milwaukee had won the East, they would have been favored to beat the Nuggets. So on one hand, when the Nuggets seem better than teams that Miami's already beaten, maybe they're not. And maybe Miami, again, has this path to success.
Maybe. I don't want this to be cold water in Miami because it's not today. Heat fans should be pumped up the list. They want us a fat, bald guy yelling about how they still have to do this three more times. So maybe I'm taking the wrong tact here. The only pushback I'll give you on the record thing is the West was a lot more difficult to navigate schedule-wise this year than obviously the East was with what the Bucks and Celtics dealt with. So that's the only pushback. And it wasn't like they were 15 games back there. You know what I mean? When you figured it out.
Correct. Yeah, I think it was like only a three-win differential.
So, nonetheless, bottom line is this. We have a series.
Mm.
We sat here Friday morning saying, man, this may be only four or five games. These great playoffs. And, you know, maybe it'll be entertaining watching Jokic play. And the idea of the thin air and all of that stuff. Boy, did Miami look like they couldn't breathe early last night.
Well, and one of the things that we talked about was how good Denver's been in the fourth quarter. Now, they lost the fourth quarter of game one, but it didn't matter because they were up far enough and they just held on and they get the win. You know, it was an 11-point differential.
Yeah.
Last night, they lost the fourth quarter legitimately, and that's where they lost the game.
Yeah. 855-212-4227. I'm going to say 855-212-4CBS. Did anybody notice Terrell Davis last night?
Yes.
Did this become a big thing on the internet or not?
I mean, I saw it live, and I saw a couple of people post about it. Yes, this woman reaching over him, and he's heartbroken, and she's high-fiving somebody.
Okay, so my buddies and I, you know, I was in a group text talking last night, and I had to go back and rewind. He was like, was that Terrell? And I saw him. So I saw the woman's high-fiving, the women high-fiving, and maybe heartbroken. He looked like he was asleep.
Oh, he looked angry. I thought he was, like, dejected.
His eyes ended up being shut for, like, a relatively long time. I don't, EJ, who are you agreeing with?
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought he was comatose.
Yeah,
it was
like,
very odd.
It was like he was bored by it and completely asleep.
Yeah.
What it looked like to me was everyone sitting around him was Miami fans, and it sucked, and he probably was in a bad mood. And this is, like, the 13th time they were reaching across him to celebrate with their buddies, and he just had enough of the whole experience.
I know that I fancied myself to an annoying level as far as being the fan police around here.
Yeah, no,
people
you're
get
just
very
the police,
aggravated.
Period. You've got all the rules.
I respect TD being a Bronco legend there. I mean, did we ever get the feeling just because he was a Denver Bronco legend that TD's some kind of like diehard Bronco fan that he'd be a Nugget fan that he'd be that annoyed?
Well, but why is he sitting also in a pocket of Heat fans? Like, where, I don't know where those seats were. Like, why was he not in a better place?
I thought that was like near the bench or behind the Heat bench.
It was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Terrell Davis, what did he buy them on SeatGeek?
He must have got a deal on stuff.
Or he was a late request, so that this all he had left was sitting in the heat section.
And maybe it was annoying. Maybe he had a long day. You never know personalized. But he looked like he was asleep, like he fell asleep at the game.
Was that lady anybody? Because they showed her more than once. Yeah.
They did. I don't know. I kept trying to figure out. I thought maybe it was like because the first time they showed her was like a Duncan Robinson shot. I thought, or Struce shot. I thought maybe that was someone Struce was related, but then they kept showing her. So yeah. I don't know.
Between New York, L.A., San Francisco, even Miami, right, when we always see, like, the stars come out of certain games, I just love, like, the makeshift Denver, you know, fan base. Ken Jeong, Russell Wilson, Terrell Davis. Like, this is what we've gotten out of Denver.
And Nugget legends were there.
And by the way, could ABC love showing you the B-roll of the Colorado? Now, it's beautiful. We got, Breckenridge with the snow. We got Red Rocks. It's like they're like, oh, wait, we've never been to Denver before. Let's show the world what Denver looks like.
Well, I did see a tweet last night that normally they'd go to break with, like, area music, and there's not Denver, Colorado music to play.
Yeah, they're playing, like, John Denver coming out.
Yeah, they got nothing.
Is John Denver from Colorado?
No, he's not, but that's the point of it.
Was Denver named after him, you think? Like Jacksonville in the Jackson 5?
Yeah, that was such a weird take, Carl. I know his last name is Denver.
I think it was just funny. I got it.
Was it? Was that the tuba?
It's a good show. You should tune in.
See me that kind of day. 855-212-4227. The number again is 855-212-4CBS. All right, remember, audio only today. I know that you visual people love us on watchda.com, the YouTube channel, twitch.tv/CBS Sports Radio. If you're tuning into the audio going, where's my stream? Andrew Kaplan, our digital producer, also offers last day of paternity leave. Although he had his baby months ago.
She's in high school.
Yeah, so Pete and DA will return tomorrow. So we're looking forward to seeing those guys as well. So this is just an audio-only Sirius XM 158, free on the Odyssey app. All of our wonderful affiliates nationwide. Bogus and I for the next 4 hours. Your thoughts on the NBA Finals, 855-212-4227. The number again is 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, a little sound check. How about Jody Mack? He might have had another health scare over the weekend on the air. If that's not enough of a tease. Plus, I'm going to give Jody Mack credit for something. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, a wacky weekend between the Red Sox and Rays left Red Sox.
From the top in 3, 2, and 1.
My morning gurgles are back. Red Sox play-by-play announcer Joe Castiglione had a little iPhone incident on the air this weekend.
First and second. Still only one out for Jose Siri. Four men have reached base. Two have scored.
Which Joseph? Castiglione.
Wait a minute. Did you hear that?
I don't know where Siri. That came from. That was Siri. That was Siri.
That happens all the time in my house with, like, the Alexas and Amazons. If something goes off on TV or, you know, we're talking about a woman named Alexa.
But at least he said Siri here. My watch keeps going off without the voice prompt. It's like a weird little, glitch or something. It drives me nuts.
They're listening, pal. Every day they
need
listening.
To listen better.
Yeah, they do. Well, they do. They want to... Maybe they want to listen to the DA show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m.
Now, Joe is an older guy, so he's probably made a tech mistake here and there before, but this is not on him.
No, I agree. You know what? To be fair, Siri, giving Siri, not a lot of people name Siri. So, what are you going to do?
See a cheater, Siri, on the Rays? Was he part of that?
I don't remember. I've lost track.
Is he went with the journeyman?
I've lost track.
We'll stick with baseball. Crappy weekend for my Mets, and apparently continued on TV. Keith Hernandez giving suspect hitting advice on SNY.
Being forward, you want to always be erect when you make contact.
No.
Like a telephone call.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to walk that back so badly.
Well, and like the silence was to move on.
10 seconds of dead silence.
And he's like, nah, we're not done yet. Let's go telephone pole.
That is so good. That is so good. I mean, look, he's right.
I mean, who's not going to listen to him? One of the best players of all time.
Yeah.
He knows what he's talking about.
I mean, look, one might say an 86 World Series was won based on a lot of erect hitting.
Yeah. Yeah, and that wasn't even... I've made that particular mistake on the air. He meant to say that word. He wanted to use that word.
On the air as if you have not been erect when you hit?
I used, instead of saying direction...
Oh, no.
I said the other version, which, again, Pete's not here to tell me if I can say that on the air or not. But that was fun.
What?
Yeah.
Pete fidgetily hitting the dump button now.
It was a sponsor read. It was Werner Ladders. They work in every direction, but I didn't say direction. And more than one person that I respect in the business was listening and texted me and said, "What did you just say?"
Oh,
so
mom,
that was
man.
A good yeah, that was a good morning.
Oh no.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of that, Jody Mack.
Let's get back to normal.
You know it's a good Monday morning. When I wake up to an email from Bogus going, apparently Jody Mack had a health scare at so-and-so time. Please pull this. Let's hear.
Did you see Aaron Judge take down the wall?
My
first thought was Herman Munster going through that fence in that episode. You know,
the wall didn't have a chance against Aaron Judge or against Herman Munster.
Okay, that's not as bad as I thought.
No, I guess he's getting better in general?
Better how? We still haven't discovered the cough button?
But hold on, I'm sounding like Jody Mack these days. I got the morning phlegm stuff. Now, play that one more time, EJ, and I want you to listen closely. It sounds like razor blades are being sharpened.
Did you see Aaron Judge take down the wall?
My
first thought was Herman Munster going through that fence in that episode.
God, I hate that noise.
You know, the wall didn't have a chance against Aaron Judge or against Herman Munster.
Well, the wall of phlegm usually leads to more than like two syllables of a cough. So that's what I'm wondering. Does he know how to control it now or is it less of a problem now?
I think that his esophagus is so scarred that it's not even phlegm anymore. It does sound like, you ever have like that steel thing where you sharpen your knives? That's what it sounds like.
My first thought was Herman.
Yeah. It sounds more like a garbage disposal to me.
Maybe.
Which is a similar, I think, you know, metal scraping together.
My first thought was Herman.
I think he's getting better. And you know what? On Belmont week, this is a big week for Jody.
You can't be sick this week.
What time did he have Ron Flatter on over the
flat man?
He had to. The flat
so
man
he
had,
didn't have Flatter, but he had somebody else in the horse racing
Why the
world.
Flat man wasn't there? Why? No, we're not going for Triple Crown. The flat man wasn't there. I also want to give Jody Mack credit, and I want to say thank you to Jody Mack. Thank you. Because 5 years ago, we were exchanging seats in this very chair. Okay, I was going to host a show following him. And Jody Mack is a man of pop culture. Okay?
True.
And Jody Mack said to me, have you seen this show? It was only one episode on, and it was we're going to be on. It was a Saturday night, so it was going to be the next Sunday. You should watch this before the second episode. I said, what is this? Jody Mack is the one that introduced me to Succession, which just wrapped up on HBO. Jody Mack was a day one Succession guy. You wouldn't think, right?
How about that?
So the first episode, he said, and he said something that rang true the whole series. I'm not going to spoil anything, but he said, it's the most amazing show. Every character sucks, but yet you love them. And no truer words were ever spoken about a show that ends up being iconic. Who knew the show would be an iconic show after Jody Mack sees episode one? I went home. My wife and I said, Jody Mack said it's good. It's HBO Sunday. It's probably good. Became her favorite show maybe of all time.
Yeah. Did you respond with you should watch Florida Bama Line or something like
First
that?
First of all, I don't watch Florida Bama Shore.
Oh, sorry.
I watch Jersey Shore, Jersey Shore Family Vacation. By the way, did you catch the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion?
I did not.
That's any better.
Did anybody catch the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion?
Come on now.
I missed the whole season, so therefore the reunion wasn't.
Trey's got to go.
First of all, if you're going to go Bravo, how do you not go Vanderpump?
I've never seen an episode of Vanderpump.
We're too old for that, EJ.
That's the show you need to be watching if you're going to watch
it. What are you talking about? I'm Team Gorga, man. I'm a Real Housewives of New Jersey guy.
You haven't seen all the Scandoval stuff going on?
I see the sort. Look, the kids these days with the TikTok, EJ, have aged out.
Oh, my God.
The kids these days.
They are the kids these days.
I have a Vanderpump connection, though, EJ.
Really?
Will this impress you? Will this make you think
I'm cool? It'll impress my girlfriend. I can tell her later, and she'll be really impressed by me.
Oh, wow.
But this is kind of old school. Stassi, who's no longer on the show, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, she's long gone. Her old boyfriend, Patrick. Remember that guy with the curly, brown hair? That was my buddy from Sirius.
Wow.
That was my one reality show connection.
Did he rule? Vanderpump rule?
Yeah, no, I...
All right. 855.
That's like a tuba moment if we ever heard it.
Yeah, if you explain it, it'll be funny. But the point is, it's not funny because you know exactly what you're doing.
All right.
That's your sound
check. I think you're an idiot.
Wait, before we leave the Jody clip, I also have to pre-trash those two dopes over there and Greg Caserta, who thought when I wrote to the group, apparently knew Jody health scare. And by the way, thanks to Dr. Phil Keto for alerting us to this.
Ironically.
That Jody had an actual health problem on the air as if I would then want to celebrate a serious moment. They all thought that of me. I'm a nice guy.
No, I had your back. No, don't try to throw me under that hypothetical bus. I knew exactly where you were going with this.
My apologies.
Carlos point.
EJ and Greg then were the ones who thought I was heartless.
You think passive aggressive? I'll show you aggressive.
That is real. All right.
Yeah.
Lower the music. Let's settle this now because I'm not going to do this for 4 hours. Somewhere along the line, I don't know if it was on the air. I don't know if it was behind his back. I don't know if it was on a PGP.
I think it was on a PGP.
It was a PGP.
It was mentioned.
I happened to listen to it.
And I'm trying to figure out, did I say it or did Bogus say it?
We both said it. I don't know who said it first, but we agreed.
Carlos at times comes across as passive aggressive nice. Is that what we said?
No. His passive-aggressive shots at not being at the Bob's Bar show.
Oh, that's what it was. All right. I'm sorry. We've talked so much crap about Carlos behind his back.
Different
trying to figure out what
I got to listen back to other stuff to see what you guys said.
Nah, you're good.
All right. So Bob's Bar remote, for those wondering, not a real location that sells alcohol, so please bring your own.
Yeah.
It's my parents' backyard. We are going to bring our listeners and do a show Friday.
And Carlos, please fill Brooke in and the new intern on what this show is because she can come while you can't.
Yeah, June 16th. Friday morning, our Welcome to Summer, that's actually 2 weeks after Memorial Day weekend because everybody on the show had babies show, on Friday, June 16th, which, by the way, musical acts getting tough to come by right now, just full disclosure. Carlos with a plan is not coming to the Bob's Bar show. Why? Because he has to work the show because we need somebody competent to work the show.
Mm-hmm. Carlos,
that's a compliment to you that you are working the show, that we trust you because... Some might argue, listening to the show, it is our most important show of the year. And guess what? If we go do the show from Bob's Bar and it's a train wreck back at the studio, guess what doesn't happen anymore? A show from Bob's Bar. So we need the show to sound elite. Last year, Pat Boyle ran the show. It would be a little unfair for Pat Boyle to do it again. Guess what Pat Boyle's doing this year? He's getting oiled down by whoever the furthest is that travels, and he's part of the bits. This year, Carlos, you have been tasked when Pete the Body, King scheduled Tut de Dor, came around and said, who would be perfect on the show? We said, well, it can't be certain people that might have a name that sounds like Stern Warning. It has to be somebody to make sure the show sounds like the show, sound check everything. Okay, this year it should be Carlos's turn. And now you keep texting and tweeting little shots about how upset you are you can't come to the show when it's an honor that you're being asked to run the show.
You should be saying thank you.
Well, I don't know about thank you, but to your point, I was a little peeved at first. At first, my initial feelings, I'm like, oh, okay, I feel like a little left out. I'm not passive-aggressive about it, though. All the things that I've been saying about wish I could come or have fun, guys, I mean that legitimately. I hope you guys do have fun, and I really wish I could come. I understand why I can't. Someone's got to come over here and steer the mothership, and that's my role, and I'm cool with that. But I'm not being passive-aggressive about it. If I have a problem with it, I am no problem putting it out there in the stratosphere.
I'm happy that you want to be there. And by the way, we do want you here. Carlos, let me also just ask you this. Go around the newsroom outside of the core full-time members of this show. That would be Andrew Bogish, Pete the Body, DA, myself.
And Andrew Kaplan.
And Kaplan.
That's five.
Well, this even includes Kaplan.
Right.
How many people behind the scenes here have come, pulled up, cracked open Sapporos at my personal house bar, my house? How many?
Oh, Sapporos? No, that's just a me. That's it.
One. You! I had you at my house for college football opening Saturday last year.
Oh, you were surprised I showed up, though.
I was, but I was genuine saying you're always more than welcome. You took me up on it.
Didn't you get pretty tuned up, Carlos, when you were there?
I got news for you.
No, I had to work that night.
Oh. If anybody asked me to come to my house and I didn't like them, you know what I would say? I'd make up an excuse not to come. I like you.
Have you done that with anybody here?
Huh. Yes. Certain people that kept asking last year. Anyway, I'm sorry you can't come. But, I think it's a fair assessment of us. Now, let me also follow up with this. We might as well clear the air on everything, right? Did you expect that you should have been invited to the Bob's Bar Show? Like that we would have had something carved out for you?
No, not an expectation because, I walk around like there's a black cloud following me. So there's something's always bound to happen. But I would have liked to go.
Right. You just wanted to be there.
I just wanted to be there. I didn't expect to be there.
EJ, what are you doing? We can come up with a bit for you.
I can't come because I'm at a wedding.
Okay.
I was really
Carlos,
excited to go.
I don't know if this has been asked. Have you talked to the powers that be about possibly getting coverage for this shift so that you can attend?
No, I accept my fate. When the schedule comes out, that's what it is.
Who's going to run the show? We got 9 days. You think Brooke's going to figure out the controls?
Connor Green.
I mean, then again, she might. Pete
Connor hates
job.
Us.
Connor. No. Look, Connor was part of it at one point.
Kevin Wall?
Carlos, next year, you never know. You could have a listener from Hawaii oiling your butt cheeks. Yeah. You never know.
I think I'll volunteer to do next year's show here, too.
But all as Caserta mentions Kevin Wall, maybe there's your one solution. Get another job tomorrow, leave for a couple of weeks, so therefore you don't have to work Friday. Ooh. Then we'll hire you back again like July 1st. Problem solved.
By the way, if Wall did end up at the Bob Sports Show, not Carlos.
I mean, why wouldn't he be
He's
there?
He's already outside. It can't hurt to ask if he can take your shift.
No, it can because you need the show to sound good.
You're saying it won't with Kevin?
That's what it sounded like to me.
Come on, man.
That
does feel better with the vote of confidence that I can steer this correctly.
You can!
Yeah, and it's a one-year thing. Next year, you'll be there. And like Sean said, maybe somebody will be touching you inappropriately with baby oil. You never know.
I prefer not.
A boy can dream.
All right. So Bob's Bar, June 16th, less than 2 weeks away. Still no musical acts booked. I'm this close to confirming a UFC fighter on presence.
On site.
Is it the fighter that he can take on Shaq?
Will he be on GIFs?
On site. But the point is, he will also be there if Knockout Neil gets out of line.
Oh, he's going to bounce for us.
Or if Shep and Schwartz nearly come to blows. We might do a thing where you charge $50. If you could take him down, you win $1,000, and then we'll just see how many people want to do it.
Are they running it back? Are Schwartz and Shep going to be there?
Are they running it back?
Will they be
I don't
there?
Know.
Well, you know Schwartz will be there.
We're just going to leave a path of powdered sugared Pop'ems from Entenmann's from Schwartz's house to my dad's gate, and I'm sure he'll find his way.
Oh, brother.
What do we got, Greg?
Guys, we are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with Life Electronic Device and Pet Health Insurance. Oh, what a difference a half and then a final quarter makes. It looked like the Nuggets might take the first two at home after Nikola Jokic woke up after a quiet second quarter in which he was held to just 2 points. He manufactured 18 in the third and at that point had 31 as the Nuggets built an 8-point lead. 12 minutes later, it was the Duncan Robinson show.
Here's Bam, hand off to Duncan, top of the arc, Green in front. He fires,
He makes it right in Green's eyes. Timeout, Denver.
Wow. That triple gave Robinson 8 points in just over a minute, and then Bam Adebayo. Wow.
Duncan wooed while Duncan rude.
I'm not doing this right now.
What does that even mean?
I don't get it.
Woo, Duncan. He scored 8 points in that Dunkaroos.
I think you're an idiot.
Yes.
I agree with him.
Immediately, that might have been a...
That was terrible.
That was a bad one.
We don't have the tuba readily available.
By the way, the tuba not back on a Monday. Did Pete just label it trumpet? I mean, why can't you find it?
You said it yourself. We have no idea how Pete labels these things.
It's crazy. All right. One might argue the tuba bit might be dead because of Pete.
Hmm. Or you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That triple gave Robinson 8 points in just over a minute. And Bam Adebayo later took over down the stretch for Miami.
So Lowry, he wanted to give it back, but held on to it, pulling it back. Six on the shot clock. Lowry uses a Bam screen, right back to Bam! Threw it down with two hands!
Right back to Bam!
He sent it to Denver fans. Adebayo!
Both those calls from Heat Radio. Jamal Murray's three at the buzzer missed the mark, and the Heat are headed home for game three after a 111.
Don't look at me like you want me to laugh. Leave me alone.
He's looking a curry favor, as they say.
Where is D.A.?
Tomorrow?
Enough's enough.
The big return tomorrow?
Get your delivery truck and get here.
Robinson said the Heat tend to save their best for last.
Yeah, you know, we just try to keep the game on our terms. Be physical, get out and run, spread the floor, share the ball. Just principles that just make us who we are. And we got a lot of belief in each other. And we know it's going to be different people on different nights. And at any point, someone can give us a spark. So I think just because of the depth and the resolve that we have, you know, we can make it difficult on teams.
10 huge points in just 17 minutes off the bench to go along with 21 from Adebayo and Jimmy Butler. Gabe Vincent led the Heat with 23 as they overcame a 41-point double-double from Jokic, who became just the third player in NBA history to amass 500 points, 200 rebounds, and 150 assists in a single postseason. To put it in perspective, Larry Bird did it in 1987. LeBron's done it four times in his career.
Wow.
Game three in Miami on Wednesday night. Doc Rivers has ties to both the Celtics and Sixers, and now Sam Cassell does too, with the news that he's leaving Philadelphia for a job on Joe Mazzulla's staff. Cassell's been an assistant in the NBA since 2009. He spent the last three seasons on Rivers' staff in Philly. Cassell won one of his three championships as a player with the Celtics when Doc was the head coach in 2008.
Now that we're all here, and this person isn't, if you could take skin color out of the conversation,
okay,
is Sam Cassell not a twin for Billy Jockalone?
That's really good.
All right.
That's good.
Sam, I'll buy it.
But Billy doesn't look... Sam Cassell
He's got the
looks,
same head shape.
Yeah.
See, I see it. EJ's thinking deep here.
I don't know.
I feel like Sam Cassell's got a lot of teeth. And
well, you're saying Billy doesn't?
Homeboy Billy.
Billy's not toothy.
No. He's not.
I'd rather look... Yeah. No, I don't think they're that alike. Because Sam Cassell looks like he's from a different planet. Billy seems of Earth. Tell me Sam Cassell is a Martian. I'm in. I believe you. I'd rather look like Billy than Sam Cassell, I think.
When the Knicks played the Rockets in the finals, my mom, who's getting introduced to basketball at the time, used to call Sam Cassell Frogger. That was her thing.
That could be a better reference. All right. I just know that it has been speculated by others around here, and then that was what turned me to it, that Billy is a Sam Cassell replica.
I would never compare Billy to Frogger, so no.
He's no Willie McGee for the, the old school fans. That's a rough one.
He's no Bogus either.
Thanks. Great to see you.
Bogus is handsome.
Sometimes he'll take his neck through up.
What about his neck?
I don't get that one.
Your neck threw up. Your face is ugly.
We're looking for the tuba now. Stand by.
No, I'm not even looking for the tuba. That was an actual comment.
I thought it was a joke about his facial hair. I didn't really get it.
I forgot to shave.
You guys
this
have
morning.
Never heard the term, is that your face? Did your neck throw up?
I don't think I have.
I don't like that you say
How
it with
old
sass.
Did I say?
Like you're doing that. Mm-hmm.
We're the same age, and I've never heard that.
We used to write down on people's hands with milk pens.
A milk pen?
You know, a milky pen?
No. Yeah, milky pen.
What's that?
It's like the gel roller type thing.
If you don't know what a Tamagotchi is, you need to leave
the studio. No, I know that. Is a milky pen, is that the brand name?
No,
or like a type of pen?
Yeah, it was just you wrote on people's hands. You know, I'd exchange numbers with girls in junior high and high school, and no one would ever call me back.
Sure they called.
No, they didn't.
Here's my number, Sean. 555.
A lot of lonely Applebee's nights in ninth grade.
Hitting the Applebee's as a
Debbie?
Kid, huh?
I keep calling Debbie, but Debbie. Pizza Hut picks up.
Debbie, because that's a typical name for anybody who's 35, 36.
Guys, also from over the weekend, the Suns made Kevin Young the highest paid assistant in the league with a new deal that will pay him over $2 million per season. The Suns sweetened the pot to keep him on new coach Frank Vogel's staff and dissuade him from following former coach Monty Williams to the Pistons, where Williams is now the highest paid head coach in the league. From Sunday Night Baseball, the Yankees fought off the Dodgers 4-1 to take 2 out of 3 in L.A.
Kiner Falefa leading off second, and the lefty Ferguson to the plate. Swinging a deep shot, left field, backing up is Outman. He's watching it. It is gone! A home run! Anthony Volpe goes yard into left field. It hits the bleachers. A two-run shot and some ninth-inning insurance for the Yankees. The rookie with his ninth home run of the season. And the Yankees are now ahead 4-1.
That's a great call.
Second hit of the night for Volpe. Justin Shackle on the Yankees radio network. As the Yanks improve to 36-25.
That's actually like an elite call.
You done?
Yeah, I'm just... Yeah, good call.
You getting paid by the word?
No, sorry. Sorry.
As the Yanks improve to 36-25 to stay 6 back of the Rays. Dodgers tied with the Diamondbacks in the NL West. Both teams are 35-25, and that's what's happening.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you. Yeah, I believe John Sterling going to return soon to the Yankee booth, but, I mean, they have been in great hands with Justin Shackle. They really have. 855-212-4227. When we come back, is Vogel actually the perfect fit in Phoenix? Let's be frank for a second. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Something a little more juice.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Frank Vogel is going to be the man in Phoenix, Bogues.
Let me stop you for a second because you went to break with a really good toss.
Thank you.
About this. But
thank
the
you.
Problem is we are all already less than an hour into the show without energy to laugh at you because you jam the other nonsense down our throat. If you let it be a little bit, let them, you know, give them some space between them. We'd appreciate them more.
Some space between.
Listen, you're not going to, it's a big Dave Matthews week. Friday night show, maybe a Wednesday night show. You're not going to ruin this by singing in my face right now.
Yeah, Saturday, by the way, night. Saturday night. My sister got engaged, so she did like a barbecue to officially ask who to be in the wedding, her and her soon-to-be husband. I got the nod. Little groomsman nod.
Congrats.
Yeah, you know. Called me out. Anyway, at that time, there was like a playlist going and a Dave song came on, and I actually forget what song it was, and my other brother-in-law, Dennis, goes, he goes, sorry, I'll turn it off for you. I was like, calm down.
He apologized to you for playing it?
Yes. He's like, I know that you're anti-Dave. I was like, honestly, I'm like, it's fine. The song's fine. I'm coming around more and more.
Does that mean your sister picked it? It was on the playlist on purpose?
No. My other brother-in-law, Dennis, fancies himself like a bit of a DJ.
Oh, okay.
Until he gets really drunk and then stops forgetting to hit songs on again.
Gotcha.
So, whatever. That came up. But anyway,
Frank Vogel. Let's be frank.
Let's be frank here for a second. I think I've twisted around. My initial reaction when I saw Frank Vogel get hired was like, ugh, really? That's what Phoenix is doing? And then, like, I deep dive and thought more about it, and I said, why is that my reaction? Because, like, public perception tells me that should be my reaction. You know, is the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals and the Lakers going to Western Conference Final this year, doesn't that kind of further cement that the bubble wasn't some kind of weird fluke? And also, doesn't it tell me that, if we're giving Spoelstra all this credit, navigating the bubble may have been the toughest NBA coaching job for teams? I mean, to keep everybody mentally okay, understanding what was going on, you're away from home, you're in this world. That's actually a really tough coaching job organizationally to go through that. And Frank Vogel is the guy who won the championship there. Now, granted, you had LeBron James and Anthony Davis was playing well in all of it. Vogel was also, I think, a good coach in Indiana. Now, you want to say things fell apart here with the Lakers? Yes. I mean, the Lakers also did a really crummy job, and Anthony Davis was getting hurt a bunch, and LeBron started to age out, and they kind of threw things back together quickly here this year. The Phoenix job is going to be about managing egos above anything else. Kevin Durant, Booker, Chris Paul, if he comes back. And doing that with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, I think is actually sets Frank Vogel up to be maybe the perfect guy for this job.
It wasn't my first thought, but it makes total sense once you don't get Nick Nurse and obviously moving off from Monty Williams.
Right. And that should be, it's not the number one choice.
Right.
But it doesn't mean it's a disaster.
And because I think kind of like, and I think we said this about the Milwaukee job and they didn't follow our advice, but like the Suns don't have time to be wrong about a first-time head coach.
Right.
And they thought about promoting, and Kassir just mentioned in his update, Kevin Young, who's a really highly respected assistant, will be a head coach at some point, and they thought about bumping him up, but they get the actual experienced hand, and that's what they need. They need a guy that knows how to do this. He's defense first. I think the Pacers are a better representative maybe of what he can do here because only Spoelstra has survived the LeBron coaching gig. Like, that's a short shelf life because it's a lot. And sometimes if he says you got to go, then you got to go. And this Laker team eventually had a weird roster and Russell Westbrook and Vogel didn't get along. So it's hard to hold all of that against him. Where they ended up, I think, is not a bad spot here as long as Booker and Durant buy into what Vogel wants to do.
And look, are the Suns hiring Frank Vogel without talking to Booker and Durant?
Of course not.
Come on.
And the bigger thing that remains there is we still, and it doesn't look great at the beginning, like Matt Ishbia is a wild card owner.
Right.
And moving off of Monty Williams, demanding the Kevin Durant trade, basically doing it on his own during this season. James Jones has less power. Maybe Isaiah Thomas is involved.
Right.
They've got to do something with Chris Paul. Do they move DeAndre Ayton? So this might have been the right hire. But, like, in 3 months, Matt Ishbia could hate Frank Vogel. And there's no telling how this is going to play out because Ishbia still seems to be such a loose cannon.
Or Ishbia a good hire.
Thanks for listening to our advice.
All right.
Pete, if you're awake, text me back. I need that tuba.
855.
I mean, how is it possible? It's that he hid this one so well that EJ, Billy, Boyle, and Wall can't find it. And if you're just tuning in, this is my theory from almost from day one of this network, so more than a decade, that Pete does multiple things to preserve his prominence here. And one
Come
of them
on,
is
man.
He saves things with like file names that only he can remember, so only he knows where important things are.
And then when he comes back, how could you not find
it's
it? It was
right
labeled
here.
As, you know...
December,
right.
Red, what? Tuba. How could you not find
right,
that?
Of course. The wonderful DA show continues on next. When we come back, Broken Ridge. Did we crown Denver too early? It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.